Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Everyone, and welcome to, I'm just so excited to be on this summit today. I'm very excited talking about, you know, the challenges that most people are going through, and that is your health and wellness. How are we navigating through this time when it comes to our health and wellness? Well, let me share a little bit of story about how did I get started? What really inspires me today to forge? How have I forged through my success through the health and fitness journey? When I was a teenager, at the age of 17, I was overweight as a child. I lacked the confidence, the self-esteem, how my body looked. And as a result of what I was experiencing, I experienced bullying at school. And this really disempowered me to move forward in life in every shape or form. And I did not want the circumstance I found myself to disempower me going forward in life. And so what do you need to do? What did I have to do in order to change and forge through the success of the health and the fitness journey that I was in? I had to shift my mindset. And your mindset is very powerful, because your mindset, you know, let's take, for example, we know we want to succeed in business, in your body. You want to succeed and you want to achieve the results as quickly as possible. And there's a part of you that says, yes, I want to go forward. Yes, I'm excited to forge through the success of my body where I am right now. And there's another part of you that says, yes, you want to go for the success, but it holds you back. And what is holding you back? It are your paradigms. It's known as your paradigms. And your paradigms is simply your limiting beliefs about you, whether you want to start a business, you know, you want to achieve the success of starting a new business adventure. So in my journey as a teenager, being bullied, being overweight as a child, I was disempowered. It was I wouldn't say disability, but I didn't have the ability to forge through success because I limited myself in what I knew that I could not achieve. And so when we start believing in what we cannot achieve, then guess what? We will never achieve what we set out to do. So this is my backstory of how I got started in the health and fitness journey. And today, I gotta say, you know, I am really excited, because what excites me more is to venture in to other modalities, venturing into the modalities of, you know, in the health and fitness realm, you know, what allows me to be passionate, to succeed, is to know my ability, is to know that my potential. And when you want to grow, when you're growing, whether it's in your business, you know, you're starting a brand new business and you are wondering, how are you going to make your business grow to the extent that you know you have the potential to see grow? So that growth comes from having the confidence in your abilities to say, no, nothing is going to stop me. I am going to prove to people that yes, I can do it, and yes, I have done it. So fast forward 6 years ago, so 2015 is when I opened my fitness studio in Toronto, and I ran a very successful studio for the past 6 years, and it was a boutique style studio where that was my first business. That was my first idea of being an entrepreneur, of opening my fitness studio. And this journey was really an inspiration. It really was a growth that I proved myself wrong. But not only did I have to prove other people wrong, but I proved to myself that yes, I can do it. And of course, I did it. I ran a very successful studio for 6 years. And what was most interesting when I ventured into entrepreneurship. Now, it's been an entrepreneurship. Is it hard? Yes, it is. But there's also, we are spending so much of our time in developing and growing our business that it doesn't really seem like it's difficult or it's hard because you are passionate about what you are doing. So this is what health and wellness and your mindset, especially your mindset, doesn't matter what the endeavor may be or where you see your life going in that direction, is your mindset. Your mindset will always help you in that direction. So if you shift your mindset, if you tweak it, a little bit, you are going to be on the right path to success. So this is what I have in my journey, in my life, have forged through the success because I've always believed in myself. There was never a time when, especially when I opened my studio, having no knowledge about the health and fitness industry. This is what's really important. Having no knowledge about the health and fitness industry, one might say, well, how did you even have a successful studio? Right? That's probably the question. Those were the questions I got asked often. If you had no knowledge of getting into the space, how did you even thrive and create a successful studio? Simply, I knew I would. And, by simply saying, yes, I would, yes, I can, I am successful, you are successful. So your mindset is very important. What you say, the actions that will allow you to progress in the right direction, or it could hinder you in the wrong direction, that you are not achieving the success that you truly deserve. Are you forging through the success? Are you forging through what is meant for you to be on the right path? And I want to share a quote that really stood out for me, that has helped me in my journey, in my health and wellness, in my fitness. And it's by Maya Angelou, and I love this quote. If you can't change anything, change your attitude. If you can't change your attitude, change your life. And this quote really stood out for me because what are you changing? What are you desiring today that is going to lead you in the right direction, that's going to forge you through all the negativities that have been told by you, whether you are, being told by family, friends? What are you doing today that is really going to help you in those moments? So changing your life, changing the direction that you really want to go, it is crucial that you want to always stay on course as to what is right for you. You always want to make sure that what is right for you Where is the direction that you are heading towards? Always ask yourself this question. And this was very important for me, early on in my year, in my life. Even before I got into being an entrepreneurship, having my own fitness studio, even before that, I had to always ask myself, where is my life going? What do I want to change? Is there anything that I want to change? And if I do want to change my life, what am I saying, especially, and how am I moving towards, am I moving in the right direction? So this is what's really important, to always assess yourself, always make sure that you are in that right space, you are affirming to yourself. And your mindset is either going to help you or it's going to hinder you from the success that you truly want. So changing your life, how badly do you want to change your life? And if you do want to change your life, what are you doing today to change in the right direction, to go into the direction that you want to achieve the success? And so number one, what it's really going to take when it comes to your health and your wellness, your fitness, the business that you have ventured into, encompassing everything. How do you start to forge through the success when you are battling the storms, of life, from people, family, friends who are, the naysayers who are saying to you that, no, this is not the direction that you want to be in. No, I don't think this is meant for you. But then how are you standing in your life? How are you standing in your lane? Because this is what it comes down to. And this is what I did. And this is what I do today. I stand in my lane and I do not listen to the external noises around me from people, family, friends, naysayers, anyone. I don't get sucked in like a vacuum from people. And quite so often, I've experienced, from other people, friends, that, we listen to other people because we feel that, they're there to guide us. And yes, they could guide you the right way. I'm not saying they don't, but listen at the end of the day, listen to you. When it comes to your mindset, listen as to what it's really telling you. And also your gut instincts. What is that instinct that you have about you, whether it's venturing into a business of some kind? What is your gut intuition? Because your gut is your third brain that is really telling you or guiding you what you should be doing. Is it the right way? Is it the right method that you should adopt? And 100% it is the right, because your gut never guides you in the wrong direction. It's always meant to help you and guide you through the best. So why not listen? And most often, when it comes to your mindset, yes, is a very, very powerful, because and why people don't ever succeed and why most people don't ever forge through the stormy weathers, they don't forge through the obstacles or the roadblocks that they are facing, because they don't believe. And if you listen to your gut intuition, if you listen to it, if you pay attention to what it's saying to you, how it's guiding you, you won't ever go wrong. So you want to make sure that you are on the right path, you are guiding in the right direction to forge through the success that you know is yours. And this is how I did it. And these are the principles that, yes, I have worked on before, but it's also the principles that guide me today in my life. And I am just so excited by what I have experienced, what I have gone through. And also, when you go through adversities in your life, as I did as a teenager, being overweight, and when I walked into that gym, it was terrifying. Let me tell you, it was terrifying because I lost my self-confidence. I lost my self-esteem because I was overweight, and I had freckles, I had acne, and it really disempowered me as a child to know that my worth, my life is, I don't have the my self-worth was low. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't believe that I could succeed in life. And when I began to work at it, life is a journey. You don't ever end. You don't ever stop. No matter what you venture into, a business, you venturing into, whatever space that may be that's calling for you. If you don't believe in yourself as much, you will never succeed. Because if you don't believe in you, how are other people going to believe in you that you are the success? No matter what the obstacles, no matter what the challenges, no matter what the adversities you have gone through, you battled the storms of life. And how I forged through the success of my life today, I believed in myself. When people did not believe in me, when I opened my studio, people did not believe in me. I had to believe in myself that I was going to run a successful studio. And I did, for 6 years. It was successful. I had got a great time with my clients. I had a great time, with a dream that just came true, that I gave birth to. It was alive. So if you don't believe in yourself, life is not going to lead you in a direction that you want to go. And where you want to go, where you are today, it's because you have believed in yourself. You believed in yourself 110% that you will forge through the winds, the stormy weathers. You will withstand what you are today is your mindset. Your mindset was 100% on your side, and you managed to forge through those difficult, challenging times because your mindset told you and it was with you. It guided you every step of the way. You are here to stand. You are the testament of what your mindset can really help you to achieve. Your mindset can really help you to propel through the stormy weathers that you are battling, the storms of life. You are battling the adversities and the challenges and the roadblocks that how it was even possible. So I want you to always ask yourself, when you are chasing what you want to reach today, when you are going after what you want to achieve today, how badly do you want it? If you want it as badly enough as I did when I was a teenager in my health and fitness journey, I did not believe in myself. I didn't believe that, yes, I could achieve what I wanted. But when I shifted my mindset, and when I said, yes, it's possible, I can and I will, that's when, your life really starts to take shape. This is when your life can really help you to go forward in the direction that you've always wanted to be. And so life is a race. Life is a race because how badly do you want it, and how are you going after to making sure you are on the right path, you are going after what you want. So when it comes to your life today, when it comes to my life today, compared to where my life was when I was a teenager, compared to where my life was, when I ran a successful fitness studio, everything is encompassed by the mindset. And so I'm just so grateful to be on this journey because, as I said, life is constantly evolving. As entrepreneurs, we are constantly evolving. And life is a journey. It's never a destination. Because if we are wanting life and go to the direction of what we want and how we want it and how are we going to achieve, we got to be constant. We got to be evolving. We got to be forging through all the winds and stormy weathers that are going to trip us off. But how you will not get tripped off from the stormy weathers is belief, right? Start to believe in yourself that this is the path you want to be on. This is the path that you have forged for yourself. And this is the path I forged for myself, that I was going to be undefeated. I battled through the storms of life as a teenager. I was overweight. I battled through that as hard as it was. I battled through and my mindset changed. And from that day on, I knew success in every direction that I put my foot down. I was going to be the success because I allowed myself to forge through every moment, every challenge, every difficult situation. And I am unstoppable as a result. And this is what is the direction that is always keeping me going as an entrepreneur, to know that no matter what the obstacles come my way, I am here to, withstand every challenge, every roadblock, every defeat that has ever come in my way, because my mindset is so strong that it helps me to forge through every stormy weather that comes in my life today. And I'm so grateful to Jose for this amazing opportunity. Thank you so much, Jose, and thank you to being with you all this on this virtual summit.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.